from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Let's talk about important things, shall we? Now, this is a season to be jolly, and I am jolly. But just because I'm jolly doesn't mean that I'm not going to talk about important things. For example, if you have a doctor or a surgeon who works at a hospital, let's say, he might be a very nice fellow, very happy, go-lucky and good-natured and cheerful all the time. Yet, when he has his work to do, he has to attend to his work in a serious manner. You see what I mean? And so likewise, I must attend to my work. This is what I do. And so you have a good plumber, you have a good electrician, a good surgeon. They are good at their job. And this is my job. Now let's talk. What is the problem that we all have? Our problem is that we get upset too easily. We get upset by things around us, traffic, our neighbor, our coworkers, our kids, partner. We get upset by them, irritated by them, exasperated by them, hurt by them. You see? Now, what is the cause of this irritation and upset? Why do we become nervous? Why do we become tense when we go out in the world? We come home and we're nervous and tense. Some people have a drink to unwind, or they smoke marijuana to unwind. Why would we become tense out in the world? Why? It's because we're reacting. We're reacting, you know. And not only is it an emotional reaction that you notice, but at the glandular level and the nerve level and the organ level and the cellular level, your body is responding and reacting. Now, why is it? Why couldn't you just go through life without reacting and becoming upset or irritated by anything at all? The reason is because you've become a conditioned animal. You have become conditioned to react. That's why you're nervous and why you're tense. Now, why is this so? When you were a little child, you didn't become nervous. See, you didn't become nervous and all uptight and all stressed out when you were a little tiny child. Why not? The reason is because you weren't reacting yet like you do now. I mean, you reacted when you saw a butterfly. You laughed. You laughed at some things, and you did react. But it wasn't the kind of reaction you have now. Now you react and become nervous and tense and upset and irritated. See, and then what? Then you become angry, you become depressed, and all these other things. Well, the reason is that you have fallen from your spiritual center. And how have you fallen from your spiritual center? You have become resentful. That's your problem. You become resentful and judgmental. You judge other people. See? And you hate them. That's what resentment is. You hate other people. You hate them. See, they remind you of your dad who you hated, or your mom who bossed you around, or something you hated, or some bully that you hated. So you hate them. The person that you see walking around there, or the coworker, someone who reminds you of someone that you hated, they're not the same person, but you hate them anyway. That's what resentment is. Let's be honest. It's a little bit of hate. Okay, and judgment. We judge people. We judge them, but when we judge people, we don't discern, we don't see their wrong, you know, discern their wrong, but we add a pinch of resentment to it. See, so it puffs us up. We puff up and feel superior to them when we judge them for their mistakes, for their errors, see? That is what leads to all of your bodily reactions that make you tense and nervous, see, and cause you to eventually have all kinds of health issues. So, now you see the problem with resentment, the problem with judgment. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Yes. My name is Roland. See, I'm bringing religion to life. See, for a lot of people, religion means, singing nice songs or listening to nice music or reading something nice. See, that's what they think it is. If somebody is not, for example, a Christian, for example, then they say, well, then religion is being hypercritical and extremist and holier than thou. And see what I mean? So they got a totally wrong, everybody has a totally wrong idea about what religion is. What is religion? Religion is basic, is life. It's the relationship between a soul and its maker. Now, right now, you don't know God. I don't care how many nice songs you sing or how many degrees you have or how clever you think you are. You don't know God. And the reason you don't know God is, first of all, see, there are different reasons, but the first reason you don't know God is because you hate other people. You resent other people. You judge other people. See, that separates you from your own ground of good. It separates you from your ground of being. It separates you from God. You become separated through judgment, through resentment, through hatred. Okay? And you know that's true because you've experienced that when you had a big bout of resentment. Usually it involves another person, like maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend or husband or wife. Huge resentment. See? Maybe a parent. When you have a huge resentment, then how do you feel after that? Then you feel negative. Very, very negative. And why is that? Because you are separated from your ground of good. See? So there you have it. So I know what I'm talking about. Now, there's a lot of different religions in the world. A lot of them. A lot of different philosophies. See? A lot of different, all these nice things. Maybe they're nice, maybe they're not. But let's just say they're nice. They say nice things. But who was it? Who was the one who understood human psychology better than anybody else? Who understood human psychology better than anybody else? Wasn't it Jesus when he said, you know, don't hate your brother. Don't hate other people. Forgive. That's what, when he said forgive, see, a lot of people, the other thing is we don't know what forgiveness means. See, we think forgiveness means just making nice with people and liking them and loving them and hugging them and feeling good about them and feeling sorry for them and, having a relationship with them. No, that's not what forgiveness means at all. Forgiveness means simply don't resent them and don't judge them, that's all. Don't resent, don't judge. That's what it means. Forgiveness means letting go of the resentment. Better yet, don't resent in the first place. Don't judge in the first place. If they're wrong, see they're wrong, but don't judge them or hate them for it. That's what forgiveness is. See? So it's very simple. So he understood that. So he said, hey, would you like to get close to God? So they asked him, what's the greatest commandment? He understood. See, he boiled it, all these people walk around, you know, with all these degrees and all these books and everything. He boiled it down into a very, very simple thing, two-part thing. He boiled it down. He said, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Now, most of us are incapable of loving God, see, or knowing God, because resentment gets in the way. So, resent your husband, see? Then all of a sudden you become negative, you feel empty. So you try to fill the emptiness with what? You try to fill it with distractions, or you try to fill the emptiness with food. You try to fill the emptiness with something. Or you hate your parents, hate your parent, hate your dad. You feel empty. You try to fill it with something, you compensate. You get a degree. See, you get 2 degrees. You get two or three degrees and a lot of friends and make money and drive a fancy car, and you still feel empty. See? All right. So there you have it. So it's very simple. See, it's so simple. It's absolutely so simple. So people say, well, how am I going to find God? Remember, you know, like in Buddhism, for example, they always have the Zen master, you know, where the student comes to the Zen master and says, Master, how can I become enlightened? And the master said, did you eat dinner? And the student says, yes. He said, then wash the dishes. See? All right. Well, I'm a Christian Zen master. So somebody comes to me and they say, how do I find God? I said, did you resent your dad because he wasn't there for you? Yeah, well then forgive your dad. In other words, don't resent your dad anymore. Did you resent your mom because she was always nagging you or picking on you, or she was always sick, or she was always, you know, embarrassed you, or she was an alcoholic or whatever, or she was hypocritical and she always had to be right and never wrong? Did you resent her? Yes. Okay, well, just don't resent her anymore. Let go of the resentment, then you can find God. See how simple that is? All right. So I've made it all very simple. So now you can start off the new year, start off the brand new year on a very positive note. Okay? So now you understand the problem with resentment. But now you have another problem. See, your other problem is you get too lost in thinking. See, when you go out in the world and you fail to be patient, you fail to meet life's little vicissitudes with graciousness and calmness and patience, forbearance. You fail to be patient, become angry, become irritated, all the usual. Because you failed, deep down in your being, you know you failed. You don't want to see you failed. See, that's your ego comes in. You do not want to see that you failed. So you escape, you immediately escape into thinking, into imagination. See, you think about the past, reminisce about the past, ruminate about the past, plan and scheme for the future. We get lost in thinking, lost in texting, lost in surfing the internet, lost in reading, lost in something, see. So now your problem is you're lost in your thinking all the time. You're lost between your ears, so you need a little help to get out of your thinking, a little help to stand back from the negative thoughts and emotions, and that's why you need the meditation. So forgive other people, don't resent them, in other words, and get the meditation, and you'll have it made in the shade. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay. Who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. My name is Roland. Hope you're enjoying today's program. I certainly am. Now, I'm kind of on a fishing expedition. See, a lot of people will catch my program. They listen to a little bit of it, and they can't hear what I'm saying. They can't hear what I'm saying. They go off to another program. Other people will listen for a while. They say, oh, you're so negative. They don't get it. They don't see that I'm pointing out errors in the light of truth. See, I'm standing in the light. I am in the light of truth. I'm speaking from the light. See? And I'm pointing out errors. So if you're there and you're listening and you say, yes, you're right. Yes, I hated my dad. Yes, I resented my mom. Yes, I resent my husband. See, if you're there and you can hear what I'm saying and you see what I'm saying, you're seeing it in the same light that I'm seeing it. And that means that the same light that's in me is in you. See? So all you must do, the only thing you need to do is to begin to see things from the perspective of the in the light. That's all. Just see things in the perspective of the light. And then it'll be so beautiful to see things that way. Now, the first thing you're going to see, okay, first thing you're going to see is your own errors, your own boo-boos. You're going to see your impatiences and your angers and your hostilities and your judgments and so on. You're going to see that you're wrong, that you've been playing God. See, that's what we do. That's how we come in click with God, and that's another reason why we escape into our distractions and into our, thinking, and we're always escaping. We're escape artists. And the reason we're escaping is because we don't want to face conflict with God. So you go out and hate your brother, hate your mom, hate your dad, hate your wife, hate your husband, hate your boyfriend, hate your neighbor, hate your coworker, resent them, judge them. Then you come into conflict with God. See? Your conscience will bother you. You'll feel anxiety. Or you'll feel empty. See? You'll feel negative as a result of your hatreds. So what does that prove? It proves that there is God, and it proves that he's good. See? He doesn't like it. He doesn't want us to be hateful and judgmental. See? And the fact that he's there so you can see in a very positive light that you're feeling empty, so it proves that there's something that's not empty, and you're seeing the emptiness in the light of what's not. You see what I mean? So it's all so simple. All you have to do is be less judgmental and resentful. Get the meditation that I have so you can learn very quickly. You know, five or ten minutes to learn how to stand back and not be lost in your thoughts, escaping into your thoughts. Now, the other reason, another good thing about getting out of thoughts is because ultimately they're negative. You know, a lot of people have voices that talk to them. All these negative thoughts that people have, awful negative thoughts. Self-destructive thoughts. See? Well, now, where do they come from? See? Or do you really want to think those kind of thoughts? Are those really your thoughts? No. If they were your thoughts, you could control them at will. They're not your thoughts. See? They come from the guy with the horns. That's right, the guy with the horns. And he does not have your best interests at heart. But God does have your best interests at heart. Okay?
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
I've laid it out for you in a very simple way. So here I am. Who am I? Well, I am somebody who woke up. Remember Buddha? They asked him who he was, and he said, somebody that woke up. Okay? So I woke up. And so here I am, see, sharing with you. And why am I sharing with you? Why have I been on the air now almost 25 years? A century I've been on the air saying the same thing over and over. And so I've helped some people, but a lot of people, they just don't get it. Why? Because they don't want to admit they're wrong. They want to hang on to their ego pride. See, hang on to their false hopes of greatness and glory somehow, out there lording it over other people. And they're just, or they, and so they're just, and they're, and they don't like the truth. They're just not interested in it. See, but some people are. Some people are, and so here I am. So why am I here? Why do I strive? Why do I continue to strive? And I do this as a volunteer. Did you know that I actually buy the airtime? I actually pay for this airtime. Everything that I do, I have to pay for the free chat software. I have to pay for internet. Pay for the airtime. See? Pay for the blog talk radio thing that I have, and so on. Pay for them all. Why do I do that? Why? Do you remember Robert Schuller? Remember him a long time ago? He used to say, God loves you and so do I. See, well, I don't say that. I say God loves you and I don't. Yeah, God loves you and I don't. Okay? So he loves you, so here I am. I'm like a mouthpiece. I'm a talking conscience. I'm trying to wake you up to stop being so resentful, hateful, and angry, and judgmental, and phony. See, and come back to your conscience again. Stop trying to be perfect and be willing to admit in your heart that you've made some mistakes and so on. That's all. See? So apparently somebody loves you. I don't. You know. I don't. You know, there you are, just, you know, ignoring all the important things, being impatient with your kids and making a ball game or something more important than what's really true. So somebody loves you, and I guess God loves you. So that's all I can say. That's, you know, do you believe me when I say that God loves you? See, a lot of people, they don't want to believe that. And why don't they? Why do they find that hard to believe? It's because they're resentful. That's right, they are resentful. Remember I said when you become resentful, remember how I said it makes you negative? Next time you become resentful, notice how negative you are. Somebody comes along and tries to cheer you up, and you don't want to be cheered up. See? Leave me alone. You don't want to be cheered up when you're resentful. So when you're resentful, you're not in kind of a frame of mind where you can receive the good. See? So what I'm saying is let go of the resentment and receive the good. Look, the Lord makes a lot of good. Look at what he does with, you know, when he doesn't make one rose. He makes millions of roses. If there's an apple tree, how many apples does he make? One or two? He's not stingy. Hundreds of apples. Then there's a lot of trees. Thousands, tens of hundreds of thousands of apples. The abundance that he makes. How many stars does he make? One or two? No. See? He's very generous and very forgiving. See? He's very generous and he's very forgiving. However, he does have some rules, just like a good dad. See, a good dad has a twinkle in his eye A good dad is kind and kind of lighthearted and fun to be around, easy to be around a good dad. But he does have some little rules, like, you know, don't go out after 10, you know, pick the stuff up off the floor, you know, everybody comes home for dinner. Just a few little rules. They're so simple. And all you have to do is follow those few little rules. They're so simple. And then you're in your father's good graces. And so God has some very simple little rules. All you have to do is follow those little rules and you'll be in God's good graces and experience the abundance of His love. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Well, my dear friends, I hope you enjoyed today's program. You know, I'm kind of like a good dad. Here I am, and I have to, you know, it's like tough love. You've heard of tough love before, haven't you? It's like tough love. See, I'm like the good teacher that sets standards and expects you to perform, but then later you're glad you had a good teacher. See? All right. Well, listen into this program again. Get my meditation. Help me out if you can. And come back next week. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.